WAM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, good afternoon. Some of us, it's still morning. Most of us, it's the afternoon. Gary and Cindy Reed are with us today on Saturday AM Live. We heard Gary. Cindy, we still have you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I remember meeting you, Gary, on the phone probably 15 years ago or so. I don't remember when. And
I don't remember that at all.
Okay, you don't remember that at all? Well, I know we met on the phone. We had a wonderful conversation. You sent me a copy, actually a manuscript copy via email of your book, and the working title was The Upside of MS.
No, I changed the title.
I know you changed the title, but I printed just the cover page of that manuscript and that working title, because movies come out, books come out, and there's a working title, and then sometimes that becomes the title. Other times it doesn't. What did you change the title to?
Motivated and Striving Upward.
Motivated and Striving Upward. And did you end up publishing it under that title?
Yes.
Okay. And it sold, what, 10 million copies?
It sold that many. Supers owes me a lot of money.
Well, whatever title, the one you went with, I really enjoyed the working title. Because most people, like with any bad thing that happens, any diagnosis, any alteration in life, we could even say this of COVID. People would say, COVID is not a good thing. Well, I would agree. However, as Captain John Hogue taught me a few weeks ago on this same call, we may not ever get through or get over COVID, but we will get smarter. And when I read your manuscript, and I'll admit I didn't read the whole thing. It was pretty long for a working manuscript. But what I gleaned from it, it took me back to every time I've met somebody who's overcome something pretty grandiose. Can you take us back, Gary? And Cindy, you can chime in any time at all. And you can correct your husband.
Okay.
And you can cry. We don't care. But take us back to, I believe, Gary, if I remember correctly, you were working where when you discovered or when you were told that you had MS, multiple sclerosis?
Can't hear him.
Difficult.
Okay, Gary, can you do... Gary, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm getting texts, and someone else actually just said audibly, we can't hear you. I can hear you. No, yeah, but if it's okay, I mean, you don't have to yell, but take it up a few notches.
All right. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better. I mean, again, this should only be a 20-25 minute conversation, if possible, but, yeah, okay, no, they're saying it's better. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, is that better?
I think that's better. There we go.
Yes, I was, assigned to the Air Force Avionics Lab back in Wright-Patterson Air Force. I think we were studying high-energy laser weapons that could be found on an airplane. I was having a nervous reaction. my blood and said, I have multiple sclerosis.
And what, Gary, sorry to interrupt, but if we're just having a conversation here, I'm getting lots more texts in my ear that are buzzing, saying, oh, we lost him again. I think you're comfortable with this conversation, which is what most people do in an interview, is we get comfortable and then we go back to our comfortable voice, which is fine.
No,
it's okay. It's
well,
perfectly
I
okay.
The neighbors, though, in on me here.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to call the audible police at, almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon your time. I doubt it. What age were you back when all this was going on? We're just trying to get a benchmark so people kind of have an idea. Because we obviously know if you're working at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and you're developing systems to attach a laser.
Yeah, to an airplane.
That's pretty high-tech stuff.
Yeah, well, I was...
He's a doctor in engineering as well.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. See, Cindy, this is why we have you on the line, because this is why somebody like... I mean, because normal people who get diagnosed with something don't go out and write a book. They blog, they get on social media, they make talk.
Yeah, he wrote 2 books.
That was my second book.
What was your first book?
The first book was called Linear System Fundamentals.
Oh.
About linear.
Okay. So, your age, when you were diagnosed or when you were told, young man, by the doctor, you have MS, what age were you?
I think I was in my 30s.
Okay. And what year was that?
Oh, let's see.
Okay, so this is a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking 46 years ago.
Yeah, and so I was married to my first wife back then.
Okay.
We got divorced because of the...
Why would can I ask Gary? This is a personal question, but I think we've gotten at least to first base here on a friendship level, if I can say it that way. Why would you say that? Probably.
Oh, I guess.
He was falling every time he went out with her.
Yeah.
And it bothered her.
Yeah, and I was, I hadn't gotten in a, which hadn't given me a stage.
No.
I was still back in the, trying to walk and I'm a back and forth to a manual wheelchair.
I got him into an electric wheelchair, and I also bought him into a job.
Okay, now Cindy, let me turn the table a little bit. Since you said it that way, Cindy, it poses this question. And I want to be careful here. But you said she didn't like it. Ex-wife didn't like it when Gary fell a lot.
Yeah,
you
didn't like talked with her and I told her to stop calling the house. Business is where he is now.
Right. So you also just said you got him into his first electric wheelchair?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I talked to the VA, and I also got him a raise on his money. He was making $2,000 a month, and I brought that up. VA and the VA.
Okay. So I want to, and if I can, for the sake of time, I want to hit the fast forward button here, if I can. Because I remember when Gary and I first spoke, he was so excited. And I don't know if it was an upgraded model electric wheelchair or if it was that first one. I don't know, and it doesn't matter for the sake of the conversation.
It was me.
It was you. Okay, so this is way back then. Okay, I didn't realize it was that far back ago.
Oh, in the 80s we met.
Okay.
And he was okay. Very happy when he met me.
Okay, so when Niken came along, and here we're going right for the cherry on top.
Okay.
Okay, we're going for it. When Niken came along, what was the first product? And I want to be careful. We don't ever make any medical. Let me explain it to you this way, and if I can, I was thinking about this yesterday. When I was given the gift of Niken on September 24, 1992, I had no idea what walked into my parents' living room. No idea whatsoever. I can do things today at almost 53 years of age that I couldn't do at 24. That's the short and sweet of it. So when Niken came along for Gary and Cindy, what was it that, as an engineer, oh my goodness, your pay grade, your titles are way above mine, but as an engineer and then simply as the engineer's wife, what grabbed, Cindy, you answer the question first, then Gary, what grabbed your attention that, oh, this might be something we should look into?
So, I think that he doesn't complain. Very content. If the magnets helped his circulation and everything. He should have been really all crippled up, all folded up into a bed, and he's not. Still sitting up straight every day. He exercises every day. Well, now he got the new thing that's on the bed. Well, getting up every morning. From his waist down, he still can't move a lot. But he's, now he is very quiet and he's accepted the fact that he has MS. And he's easygoing. And I think the magnetic body.
I like the way you just said that. I think the magnetics help his body. Before you said circulation, and you know that's more of a meta. That's more. Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead.
The energy level is giving me unbelievable. Well, I've never been a complaint. My rule of life is that I am the most
important. Can you say, Gary, can you say that again and say it a little bit louder? I want people to make sure they heard that correctly. You're the what?
I consider myself the most blessed on the face of it. I just have so many.
He has a good caregiver. He has a good wife. He has a little dog that loves him. He has my son that comes over and cooks for us twice a week. He you know, everybody cares for him. You know, the people that meet him love him. I mean, every day he says, I look beautiful, and I hear your eyes, I tell him. You know, I'm 77 years old, and he's 75. You know, and we're up there in age now. And always been a blessing. And he can't live without the product. He needs that. And
you have it on your chair, Gary?
No, I have it on the bed.
The
one
on the bed, yeah.
I used to have one on my chair.
It doesn't fit the chair.
Yeah.
Well, one of the neat things about the Nikan Solutions, and I'm not giving a commercial, is you talked about the one on the bed. When we look at everything that we have, the word fit, most of Nikan's products, the solutions, they fit into our lifestyle. I mean, again, I'm sitting on a Nikan seat right now that I love the way that my dear friend Jeannie Zeeden described it the other day, because we've been struggling to come up with a way to help people understand this new seat. How do you describe it? Why do we need the new one? Why do you need a smartphone when a flip phone works great, or a rotary dial phone works just as well as, you know, because you guys are on a landline, I'm on a cell phone. Why do we need the latest, greatest technology? Well, Jeannie Zeeden said it this way. I felt as if the entire drive from Phoenix, Arizona to Salem, Oregon, that entire drive, I felt like I was getting hugged. And that was my response. I went, that's it. That's the best way to describe the newest products that this research and development company called Nikan has been able to allow us to bring into our homes. I mean, we have everything that you can imagine that Nikan has introduced over the last 29 years. Because I just trust them. And my wife, Cindy, Stacy, she's texting me right now from Los Angeles, and I know what the text is. I just glanced at it. Sorry, I got a little distracted. But it's a picture of her at a coffee house, because we love really, really good coffee.
I don't. I'm a tea drinker.
Gary's a green tea drinker, and I'm a coffee drinker.
Well, see, Nikan has an app for that, too. They have, you know, the 10-4. But we won't go into that. My point is simply this. What I've heard you guys describe, 27 years of marriage, and you figured out certain things. That's the whole five pillars of health concept. But having the latest and the greatest of something based on research and development, it just fits our lifestyle better. It works better. The results are better. How do you tell somebody that, you know, they should stop using their favorite Nikan seat that they bought 20 years ago or 30 years ago, and it looks like it's falling apart? And I said, but it still works. It's like my kids, you know, they're Wooby, their blanket. They don't want to throw it away because they like it. They got it broken in, you know, or a good pair of jeans.
Yeah.
You don't want to go get a new, but when you get the new ones, you're like, oh, I'm so glad I did. So.
Yeah, a caregiver that takes care of Gary in the morning, that gets him up and showers him and everything, she doesn't want the seat on the wheelchair because he has enough in bed. But the wheelchair is thick. It has a big cushion on the seat. And in the back also. When you put the Nikan product on the chair, what happens is it gets too thick and it can't.
Right. No, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, and he needs something thin.
Right.
You know, with the Nikan product. And then he
right.
can sit on it.
Right.
And it's a big jump that they make, they can't even balance them right in the chair. Oh, God, you have to call them 100 times.
So, I shouldn't be laughing.
Make the chair.
Let me ask you both this. Let's see if we can put a tie a bow on this conversation and do it this way. I think, and I kind of suspected that this would delve into a second conversation or third or fourth, but I want to finish with this question, and that is this, and both of you can answer it, or one of you, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry.
Yes?
I do need to apologize, because I was taken aback by something I remember when you kept saying wheelchair and kept saying chair. I remember hearing a gentleman speak who wrote a book as well, and the title of the book was If You Can See What I Hear. That book was also made into a major motion picture. And I heard the gentleman speak in person. I was at an event in Chicago. And somebody asked him the same question I'm going to ask you, but in a little different way. And they said, how do we adapt our businesses and how do we adapt our culture to make it easier for somebody who has a handicap, like you, Gary, being in a wheelchair? Get a new wheelchair. There you go.
Make an adapted wheelchair for Negan. Negan wheelchair. That's what you need.
There we go. Sandy, you answered the question beautifully. So, if we need a pair of insoles that provide the same thing that the seat does, or the sleep system, or so many of the other products, but these insoles don't fit in our shoes because our shoes as Americans are too small, maybe we should get a new pair of shoes.
I have the magnetic pad in my shoe.
Right. But if they don't fit in your shoes because your shoes are too small, just get a bigger pair of shoes, see? That's what we do.
We have eyes for him, and he puts the magnetic soles into the soles, cushions. So it helps him. But he has MS, multiple sclerosis, and he's bettered himself, and I mean, I took care of MS patients, and very sad, very very sad without Negan.
I want to say something now. This is very important. I went through phases of my MS. I had terrible, terrible pain. And now,
okay.
Yeah, I'm 76 years old. I have zero pain. I can still feel pain. Hit me with a knife. Feel it. But, I, I'm an everyday living. I have zero pain.
Gary, I want to finish with this. I'm sorry, I had one more question that just popped in my head. And as a first responder, I'm going to be actually talking about this next Saturday, triage. You know, as one who's been trained in that field, as a first responder, when somebody says, you know, I'm in a lot of pain, what we typically do, even though that's a medical term, and we try not to use it with Nikon products, but I'm just, you said it, not me. When you say you're at zero pain, the pain scale goes from 1 to 10, and so you're saying you just have nothing. Well, that's not even on the pain scale.
He has no pain.
Okay. Now, it would be a stretch to say that because your use of the Nikon products, they've put you in that zero category. That's a stretch, and we're not saying that. You didn't say that. I'm not going to say that. Nobody in Nikon would ever say that. However, the way I think you've described, both of you, the quality of life that you're enjoying with this condition. And again, the reason why I get emotional, the reason why I get teary-eyed is because I remember hearing that gentleman speak who wrote those that book that was turned into a movie. And it changed my life because of my background, my experiences in life. And I could have been labeled something that I still am, but I refuse to accept that label because that doesn't define who I am. And I will not ever be in that category. But I love the way, I love your attitude. I love, give us the title of the book again, not The Upside of MS, but the actual title.
Motivated and Striving Upwards.
Motivated and Striving Upwards. I think, Gary, that is the essence of what those of us who are in Nikan, the humans being more philosophy, that is the essence of what we do. And I just want to say thank you. And if we can have another conversation again, maybe we will, maybe we won't. I think we will. But maybe what we can do in the future, we could open up the line for other people to ask questions so it wouldn't be just Vance interrupting you, if that's okay. Sure? Okay. Well, we'll arrange it, we'll set that up, and then we'll make it happen. But I want to remind everybody, if this has been beneficial to you, if you had somebody that, oh, man, what typically happens, because I think of like 3 or 4 people when I hear stories like Gary and Cindy, that I think, oh, man, if I could just have that person on the line. Well, it's okay, because that's why I push the magic record button. SaturdayAMLive.com, www.SaturdayAMLive.com, all spelled out. Look in the 2021 recordings for Gary and Cindy Reed, or Gary Reed. I don't know how much will fit in there, but it'll be there, and it'll be at the bottom of that page on 2021 recordings. So, Gary, Cindy, first of all, thank you for taking time out of your busy, active schedules. Really, really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. God bless you.
Thanks, Cindy. Thank you again, Gary.
Recording paused.
Okay. That wasn't very painful at all.
No, it wasn't. I have company.
I will let you go because I need to get out and clean the garage before my wife comes back from L.A. Because it's not as OCD as it needs to be. And
okay.
That's my job. So right. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon and evening.
You too now.
All right. Thank you, Vance.
Bye, Gary.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.